Designer drug that may be turning people into zombies. You've heard all about this. The White House drug czar on the bizarre behavior of people who take bath salts and what the government is doing about it. And welcome back. 39 minutes past the hour. Through a string of bizarre incidents across the country, a designer drug known as bath salts went from being virtually unheard of to taking the national spotlight in what many are calling a drug epidemic. It all started late last month when Rudy Eugene, suspected to be under the influence of these bath salts, allegedly attacked a homeless man and bit off over 80% of the victim's face before being shot and killed by police. There have been at least four other violent incidents across the country since then, and U.S. lawmakers are now scrambling to try to find a solution to this. And joining me now from Washington is Gil Kerlikowske. He is the director of White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. That's quite a mouthful. It's nice to see you this morning. Thank you for being with us. I want to start talking about explaining bath salts, because I know we've had this information a lot out there, but I just want to be very clear that this is not what you buy to use in a bath. So if you can explain that quickly.
Sure, absolutely. They're marketed as incense, bath salts, or plant food, not for human consumption. And these are a variety of different chemicals that are incredibly powerful and have caused, as you just mentioned, not only violent incidents, but a lot of psychotic episodes with young people.
And they're bought under a lot of different names. I have to tell you, this one, Cloud 9, we went on the internet this morning. We could actually purchase this off the internet.
Well, one of the things that we're really hopeful for is new federal legislation that will ban this. Many of the states have already banned it, but what happens is that the people that sell and market this, who are truly bottom feeders, change the chemical compilation and then are able to skirt the law. But hopefully federal legislation is going to work to stop that.
Tell me a little bit about that federal legislation. You talked about the chemical compilation. You're banning just certain chemicals that are used in it?
It's over 28 different substances, and when these are put together in a variety of ways and sold as the things that we just mentioned, that was the significant problem. Federal legislation also will allow the Department of Justice and others to be able to stop them from being imported in the form that they're in.
So this is a growing problem. I want to throw up some statistics here. The number of calls to poison centers about bath salts went up from 304 in 2010 to 6,138 in 2011. There have already been more than 1,000 calls this year alone. Would you consider this an epidemic?
You know, I wouldn't consider it an epidemic because we've heard of waves of problems, different drugs over many years that have come forward. But